The U.S. Navy says it has lost another F-18 fighter jet. This happened yesterday. One of the Super Hornet aircraft crashed off the coast of Virginia during a routine training flight. The pilot managed to eject. That's the good news, but this is the latest in a string of accidents.
Navy officials tell me the pilot flying this F-18 in the latest incident was pulled from the Atlantic Ocean less than 90 minutes after ejecting. So he was taken to a local hospital for further evaluation. But this is the sixth F-18 fighter jet the Navy has lost in the last year. Three ended up in the Red Sea, you remember, including two that went overboard earlier this year on the USS Harry Truman. Another F-18 from that same aircraft carrier crashed in December. It was actually mistakenly fired on by a U.S. destroyer in its own strike group. Two more F-18s that are used to jam radar also crashed recently. One in October, two pilots died when their plane went down near Mount Rainier, Washington. And then February, another plane was lost. Those pilots were able to eject and they were rescued in San Diego Bay. All six incidents are now under investigation. Officials tell me Navy says each F-18 fighter jet costs more than $60 million.